Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of the PGA J Show. I did my first slide share or like walkthrough of something that I thought was important to share, which is how a new golf professional can build their lesson clientele up, or a professional that's moving from one area to the other. And I go through it in some detail. It's like maybe 18 slides or so total. It's just basically screenshots with some notes on it, kind of walking you through on Instagram what you click on, where you go to basically find the first step. And I won't walk you through it because it's a lot of it's visual, but I just want to talk about it a little bit. Is finding the golf courses in your area and then going to look to see who's posting there, and then going into their profiles, looking, seeing who they are. Do they have a lot of people following them? Do they seem like those people that are following them are local people that could be taking lessons from you as well? And then just interacting with that person. So sending them a direct message or posting comments on their post, but not saying like, hey, come take a lesson from me, but being a little bit more, you know, thoughtful about it. If you're going to send them a private message, basically saying like, hey, I'm a new instructor in the area. I'm trying to build up my clientele. You look like you're into golf. I'd love to have you out for a free lesson. I'm looking to do this until I really kind of build up my business. And not saying like, hey, you could even say, if you wanted to, you could experiment a little bit and say like, hey, would you be willing to post about it if I gave you a free lesson? Maybe a little bit awkward to do right off the get-go, but again, you could kind of play that out. But the idea here, and what I wanted to share in the podcast, is this is something that I've talked about before, but really trying to use platforms like Instagram. A lot of people see what other people are doing that have a lot of followers or are kind of online instructors that are teaching people, you know, through online programs, and that's great and all that. That takes, you know, years and years to build up, or they're doing, you know, funny posts or trick shots or things like that, where they're building up a national audience or international audience, and then they're trying to monetize that audience's attention, basically, to then make money. They're either selling products or doing other things like that. The tactics that I like to focus on are ways that you can actually just do what being a good golf professionals do with more people, more efficiently, and more amplified. So in this example, I actually did a question I asked, how many people give free lessons or have given free lessons to build up their lesson book before? And either like 2/3 said either yes, or they used to, or at some point that they have in their career. And I think this is a really valuable way to do it. And one of the things that I've always been taught, or one of the things that was helpful for me to learn, was you charge what you can charge to fill up your lesson books. If that means you're teaching 8 lessons a day at $20 a day, great. Then maybe it's time to up your lessons a little bit. If that means that you have to give some lessons for free to get people in the door, great. The idea there, and what traditionally has been looked at, is if I give a free lesson, then hopefully I'll get that person as a client. And then maybe if I'm lucky, they'll tell one or two friends about it. And then maybe those people will become students. In this case, what you're doing is you're just taking people, finding them on Instagram and finding people that may have a lot of people that follow them, again, looking and making sure that they're local followers, they have more reach. They have, if they were to decide to tell people about it, then they would have a built-in potential to do that. So you're doing the same thing. You're just doing it with people that already have an audience built in. And also, you can ask more people this. If you're at the club and people are checking in, sure, you might say like, hey, you want to take a free lesson? You can do that for sure. But if you're at home, you're not at the club, you're not doing those things. These are things that you can do at night, on your day off, at night before you go to bed, whatever. These are things you can reach out to these people. It's scalable kind of at all times of day to reach out and start to ask people, if they want to take a lesson from you. And then again, you have that built-in amplification. If they do decide to share it, you can get to more people. So that's the concept there. And then also at the same time, if you've connected with them on Instagram, we've all had students where we just kind of lose touch with, and we just kind of hope people come back. But if you're already connected with them on Instagram and you're following them, then you're engaged in their life. You're kind of more top of mind for them. So they're kind of like, oh yeah, Jay commented on that or liked that post. I need to call him for a lesson. You have an open line of communication there with that person. So it not only helps you build up your lesson book with people that might take lessons from you. Two is that it allows them to potentially reach more people if they're happy about it. And three, you've already got built in kind of ongoing contact with them. So it's three ways that using social and using Instagram specifically can be very beneficial. So I hope you check that out. You can go to pgaj.com. It's under tutorials. I also posted it across all my socials as well, but basically just using the location and finding those people. So I think that's something that's really helpful, especially for my audience. There's a lot of young golf professionals out there, and there's a lot of you that are listening that are experienced golf professionals. Always get the question from young golf professionals: well, how do I build up my business? How do I do this? So having this and being able to show this to them and share this with them and say, you know, now go get it. It's something you can do from behind the golf shop counter. You could check on them and say, hey, how many people did you reach out today? And you're going to reach out to 10 people and nobody's going to respond back. It's going to take 30 people to reach out to till somebody does. But over time, this is definitely a very effective strategy. It's a lot of how I've built up my audience of people and reached out to people and said that I have this available. It's through private messages as well. So it's something that I know works. It's also something that other businesses have used, and it has worked outside of the golf business. So there's a lot of proof there that this works, and hope you give it a try and let me know what you think, what kind of results you have, what the experience is like, because it's not something that I was doing when I was a professional. So I haven't used it in exactly this context. So I'd love to have you guys tell me how that's working. Email me jay@pgaj.com or just hit me up on the socials. PGAJ at Instagram and Snapchat, and PGAJ Golf on Facebook and Twitter, I think. I've kind of lost track at this point, but you'll find me.